This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's been so much news of state budget cuts the past couple of years. Education, in particular, of tuition increases and cuts in services. It's come almost to be the norm, which is why an item right here in Los Angeles caught our eye today. David Geffen of Hollywood and the entertainment world has given UCLA's medical school $100 million to fully fund the education of about 30 new doctors every year. UCLA Chancellor Gene Block is the guy on the receiving end of that check. Welcome to the program.
It's wonderful to be here.
This is not David Geffen's first gift to UCLA. He's been heavily involved, as of course you know, with the university. What was the process like to bring this one to closure?
This was really David's idea. It was his inspiration. You know, for a while, I think he's been thinking about how he could make it easier for our medical students to graduate and pursue their passions without worry about acquired debt. So this was really his vision. He brought it to us, and we are eternally grateful for his support. You know, he's had a huge impact on this school now for years, and this is just such a special opportunity for our students.
And the key thing is here that it is for the students, right? This is all scholarship money. Do I have that right?
Exactly. This is focused. This is $100 million focused on scholarships to allow the best and the brightest students to come to UCLA, receive their medical education, leave debt-free, and then really pursue the types of careers, medical careers, that they most want to pursue without having to consider having to pay back loans.
Well, and let's explain why that's relevant, right? Because a lot of brand-new doctors choose specialties that will be more remunerative because they've got $200,000 in debt.
Exactly. And that's, you know, it's still wonderful. We have highly talented physicians in all areas, all specialties. That's very important. But it's also important to have some students that really can freely make that decision if they want to practice as a, you know, in a rural area. They can feel free to do that. They don't have to, again, worry about paying back debt. So I think it allows some of our most creative students an opportunity to do good in new and important ways because of their freedom from having any acquired loans.
You guys are kind of betting on the come, though, on this, right? Because there's no requirement that students go into, you know, needy specialties once they graduate with these scholarships.
Yeah, I mean, this gives students a full set of opportunities. That's really, I think, what David wanted. He wanted them to really leave with the whole world in front of them as an opportunity. And it's up to them ultimately to decide where they want to practice and how they want to practice. We're confident they will do the right thing and they'll make a difference in people's lives throughout the country, actually throughout the world.
This is not an easy time to be in higher education in the state of California, as you, among probably a handful of people, know better than anybody else. Is this the way forward in higher education in this state and across the country as state budgets get tighter and things become more difficult?
You're exactly right. I mean, in many cases, private philanthropy has helped to make up the loss of state support and, importantly, provided the additional funds to really do the dazzling things that universities are capable of doing. I know that David hopes that this will set an example for others to sort of follow suit and help additional students. And it represents such an important example of how a dedicated private individual who's a visionary in his philanthropy can make a difference and hopefully inspire others to make a difference.
Let me ask you this. What do you think of the new logo?
Oh, the new logo. Yeah. It's controversial. It's controversial.
I'll let you get away with that. Gene Block, he's the chancellor at UCLA. If you want to see that logo, by the way, we'll have it on our website. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.